down. I had wasted all my substance, and my hope was sinking low when I looked up, and he looked down. Yes, I looked up, and he looked down. And what do you know? I am heaven bound. Yes, I looked up, and he looked down. And some of these days I know I'll wear a crown. All my burdens have been lighter ever since I changed my way. When I looked up and he looked down, I am walking in his favor, and I praise him for the day. When I looked up and he looked down, yes, I looked up and he looked down. And what do you know? I am heaven bound. Yes, I looked up and he looked down. And some of these days I know I'll wear a crown. Amen. Number 22. Number 22. One day I came to him, I was so thirsty. Blessed water, my throat was so dry. He gave me water that I had never dreamed of. But for this water, my sword had to die. He said, I thirst, yet he made the rivers. He said, I thirst, yet he made the sea. I thirst, said the King of the ages. Thirst, he brought water to me. Now there's a river that flows clear as crystal. It comes from God's throne above, and like a river it wells up inside me, bringing mercy and life-giving love. He said, I thirst, yet he made the river. Said I thirst, yet he made the sea. I thirst, said the King of the ages. In his great thirst, he brought water to me. Let's do the chorus again. He said I thirst, yet he made the rivers. He said, I thirst, yet hit the sea. I thirst, said the King of the ages. In his great thirst, he brought water to me. Every time, won't he? Number 183. 183. have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the gladness all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Wafted on the rolling tide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea. Echoes back ye ocean caves. Earth shall sing her jubilee. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death an endless life. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom. When the heart for mercy craves, sing in triumph o'er the tomb. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and deepest caves. This our song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Amen.
Well, I certainly am thankful to be here today, and I welcome all of you to the service here this morning at Fairview Memorial. I'm very thankful for all of you that have made it your choice to come today and be in the house of the Lord. And on behalf of the church here, I want to welcome our visitors. Very thankful to have you with us today, and we just want you to feel welcome among us. Have some things that I want to announce. We want to go to the Lord in prayer before we go much further in the service, and perhaps you have some things upon your heart today that you want to share as well. And I'm thankful to see Sister Dorothy with us again, and I have a card here that I've been given to read. She makes the prettiest cards. This is a handmade card that she made and sent to the church, and it says, thanks so much to each of you all for your acts of love and kindness shown to Fred. He has improved and will maybe be sent early this week to Magnolia Village for more therapy. And actually, now he is there at Magnolia Village. And it says, we love each of you so much, Fred and Dorothy, and so glad that he's improving. And, you know, we sometimes we're not patient and we want to see things in leaps and bounds, but he's little by little, he's improving, and we're thankful for that and just glad that she could be here with us today. I want to just thank everybody that came yesterday and worked so hard on the building, and I just think it looks great. And I appreciate all the hard work that went into that and the good fellowship that we had. I had seemed like some ladies trying to boss me around, but seriously, we had a good day of fellowship. And I want to also ask prayer for the service this morning, and also mention that we have our conference scheduled for tonight at 6 o'clock, so let's remember to be tonight's. Remember our youth group meetings Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock and our prayer meeting at 6:30. And want to also ask prayer today for our son Jeremy and brother Luke Spurgeon. They will be going to Alaska to preach a revival together early next month, and so they'll be at North Star, and so let's remember them and remember the revival services up there in our prayers. And Brother Buddy has some things today that he's going to come and announce, so let's remember all these things.
Good morning. I also want to personally thank for all the ones that showed up and all the hard work that went out yesterday. And, you know, Brother Miller said there was a good time of fellowship, and it was. You know, we even had a chance to pick at one another and aggravate one another, and I love doing that. But we had a good turnout, and people really worked hard and really done a good job. So I just want to say that we're doing spring cleaning at Buddy and Gail's next Saturday at 8 o'clock. No, seriously. If you look, we're winding down. We're getting there. We maybe still have a few odds and ends that need to be taken care of, but we're shaping up. And I want to say that the cost of all this is going to end up, and now this is just an estimate, Brother Bandy is hadn't got all the final figures or anything in yet, but the final cost is going to end up running us probably around $18,000 to $20,000. And guessing and the estimated of the final financing that we're going to have to do on the church is roughly anywhere from maybe $80,000 to $85,000 is what's going to have to be financed. And it was voted in the last business conference that a Sunday would be set aside to take up for our building fund. And that was to be done on the second Sunday of every month to pay for the, try to get the principal down and pay for the rest of the financing here on the church. So just remember the second Sunday, there will be an off, you know, we'll be passing the plate around, or we'll figure this out, but we are going to take an offering up every second Sunday. And if we to make a reminder of that, we'll do that. But just start thinking about this, that we have a balance that we need to take care of, and let the Lord lead you in what you need to do. And once again, thanks. So up to this point, like I said, we've done good for $320,000. We've come a long way, but we still got a way to go. And once again, thank you. And just think about this second Sunday that we'll be taking offering up every Sunday until we get this balance paid off. Thank you.
Okay, let's remember the ladies' Bible study then tomorrow morning at 9:30. I appreciate the things that Brother Buddy shared with us. And again, thankful to all the brethren that worked on the committee. Appreciate all the work that they have done. And I know that we're glad that it's done. And I think when you look at this, we should be very, very thankful. We should be extremely thankful. I was reading some history earlier this week that I have read many times, and I read when the First Baptist Church to ever organize in Kentucky, to my understanding, organized about 60 miles from here, and they organized their church under a tree. And that's where they met many times for their services, and it was a while before they even had any kind of structure to go inside of and have services. They met under a tree, and some of the brethren would have to be armed and watchful during the services because of the threat of Indians. And a lot has changed since then. We have a lot to be thankful for, and we certainly need to be thankful. We certainly want to remember today to continue to pray for all of those who are sick, and we certainly need to pray for those who are lost. Is there anything on anyone we hear? Remember Donnie, remember Sister Becky's brother today in your prayers. Anyone else? So glad you could be back with us. So thankful. Remember this. Pray for Beth Ann. Bless you, Brother Copas. Let's remember these requests today. Let's remember Brother Michael Carter in our prayers. Brother Michael gets to go here soon and go and get his new service dog. And I know that that's going to be a tremendous help to him. And let's pray for him while he's away. And
she said that Todd's father had opened up surgery Friday. I think it was like 3 blockages. And when he came out, was in a lot of pain. They was trying to give him pain medication, and his blood pressure was dropping too low, and one of his lungs was collapsed. He didn't have oxygen.
this young man in our prayers. Amen. Bless you, Sister Gail. All hearts free. Again, remember the loss today as we look to God in prayer. If there's nothing else on anyone's heart, we do want to seek the Lord's face. Ask, lead our prayer. Heaven, we pray that you will come to know and be from over your holy word.
sir, it's not only spiritual, but Father, that you enable us, dear God, over the years to remodel and add on to the earth. And we ask, Father, that as we use building, that we will use it to your honor and glory. Father in heaven, we again ask that you be with the walls that are among us, Father, that they might come to realize what they need in their lives. Lord, I tell you, we know that each individual sometimes, at some point in their life, comes to realize that they are in need of something, and many times they don't know the word of Jesus. We pray, God, that those that are here today that are lost, Father, again, help us to forgive those things in which we pray to you. Thank you, Father, for our pastor and your God, that you would lead him by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Everybody stand and turn to number page 72. I can remember this song was very popular, and it's still a very good song, made popular by the Primitive Quartet, and they'll be at Cave City Friday night at 7 o'clock. Anybody wants to go hear them? Fallen leaves that lie scattered on the ground, the birds and the flowers that were here cannot be found. All the friends he ever had are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground. Lord, let my eyes see every need of every man. Make me stop and always lend a helping hand. Then when I'm laid beneath that little grassy mound. There'll be more friends around than leaves upon the ground. Leaves that lie scattered on the ground. The birds and flowers that were here cannot be found. All the friends he ever had are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground. Some folks drift along through life and never thrill. To make the feelings that a good deed brings until it's too late and they are ready to lie down. There beneath the leaves that scattered on the ground, fallen leaves that lie scattered on the ground, the birds and flowers that were here cannot be found. All the friends he ever had are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground.
I want you to listen to this last verse and get the meaning of it.
To your grave, there's no use taking any gold. You can't use it when it's time for hands to fall. When you leave this earth for a better home someday, the only thing you'll take is what you gave away. All that lies scattered on the ground, the birds and flowers that were here cannot be found. All the friends he ever had are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground.
I feel like we need to sing that chorus together about two or three times, and somebody that means something to you in this church, lifted you up when you've been down, that you know is prayed for you. Go to them. I want you to go to them with your phone and tell them what they meant to you. That you've been coming to this church and they prayed for you and think they said, just go give them a hug. They may not be here tomorrow. I thought the thing about Sister Teresa. I didn't get over there to see her before she left home, but I'll see her again one day. I know that, but I just feel like doing that. If you don't mind, I'll just do that.
Third verse.
To your grave, there's no use taking any gold. You can't use it when it's time for hands to fall. When you leave this earth for for a better home someday. The only thing you'll take is what you gave away. How true that is. Fall unleash that lie scattered on the ground. The birds and flowers that were here cannot be found. All the friends he ever had are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground. Let's do the chorus again. Fallen leaves that lie scattered, the birds and the flowers that were here cannot be found. All the friends he ever had are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground. Let's do the third verse again. To your grave, there's no use taking any gold. You can't use it when it's time for hands to fold. When you leave this earth for a better home someday, the only thing you'll take is what you gave away. Fallen leaves that lie scattered on the ground, the birds and flowers that were here cannot be found. All the friends he ever had are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground. Amen.
Before we do another song, I have to do this. I guess that my thoughts this morning are much like Sister LaVon's thoughts. I have a lot of people that I'm missing. And I know that that's true with all of us. This Friday, I believe it was, this just came to my mind. I remembered a time, and you know, I didn't know why the Lord brought this back to my memory, but I remembered a time that probably just a couple of years ago that I stopped one day, and Brother Johnny DeMumbrin was out working in his garden. And I stopped, and we stood there, and we talked for a while. And this Friday I was out, and that was just so much on my mind. The memory of that was just so prevalent on my mind that I actually drove by there and looked at the garden there, and he wasn't there. But I'm happy for him.
because he's gone, he's someplace better now. And you know, many of our loved ones have gone to someplace better. And I'm happy for them, you know, that they're with the Lord, but it leaves a sadness here. But there are things that, there are ways that I deal with that. And I'm going to see him again. And that's the great consolation that we have. And I just had this very much on my heart. I want us to take a moment and just in a reflection and just think about that. And I want us to sing a song, number 294 in this Mull's book. And it says here that we'll see him. That we'll see them all. We'll see all our friends again one day, and we will, those of us who are saved.
Brother Miller, I get in my Bible.
Well, you
I want to look around and tell all of you. You don't have to be in the Bible. I'm going to read that off the scripture.
I saw a blind man tapping along as he passed through the throng. Tears fill my eyes. I said, friend, you can't see. With a smile on his face, he replied to me, I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, his glory to share. And you'll not see one blind man in Hallelujah Square. Now I saw a cripple dragging his feet. He couldn't walk like we do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. But he said, up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, his glory to share. And we'll not see one cripple in Hallelujah Square. Now I saw an old man gasping for breath. Soon he'd be gone as his eyes closed in death. He looked at me, said, well, don't look so blue. I'm going up to heaven. How about you? I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing and be to share.
And we'll all live forever
in Hallelujah Square.
Amen. 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 Anyone else? We do have another song request, and I think it's only fitting that Brother Farmer's song waited till now, because it sure fits in how it'll be in Hallelujah Square. What a day that will be, number 66. In the Heavenly Highway Hymn. Go ahead. Amen. Everybody stand. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand
and leads me through the promised land. Way that will, let's do the chorus again. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be.
Amen.
I'll just make my little life today. There is no time for that. my prayer to you, but it's just the way you can.
Saved. He's the only one that ever walked the earth that wasn't a sinner. And so he made a way by his sacrifice for us to be saved. And I'm telling you today, what other people say, you know, there's a lot of people that are saying stuff that's wrong. I'm telling you, you've either got salvation in Jesus Christ or you don't have it. You don't have it. You can't get it anywhere else. And so, Brother Stroh, get a song ready.
If you're here today and you're lost, the Lord made a way for that to be remedied. He made a way for you to be saved. And I want to invite you to come and pray. I want to invite you to come here and pray on the mourner's bench. If you want to pray at your seat, you know, you're going to find salvation at the feet of Jesus. That's where you'll find salvation. But I want to urge you today, listen, don't let the devil convince you. It's already been said, the Lord is here. That's obvious. Don't let the devil convince you today that there'd be a better day for you to seek the Lord. You need to seek Him now. If you know you're lost today, you need to seek the Lord for salvation today. And I want to urge you to do that here today while in
session. Just as I am. Just as you
Everybody
are.
Everybody follow the Lord today. Follow the Spirit of the Lord today.
Everybody
if
stand.
If you've got something that you need to say,
just
say it.
As I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me.
How about it, lost soul?
And that thy
bids will you turn to the Lord today and seek Him for salvation?
To thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Five, just as I am, thy will receive, will welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to ask every child of God today, if you will, to come and pray. Let's pray for the lost. Let's pray for Noah. You know, who's on your heart before we pray? Reverend Dawson. Remember Kirsten.
Noah.
Remember Noah.
Remember Chloe.
Chloe.
Remember our grandchildren.
Amen.
Your mother and dad.
Amen.
Amen.
Might as well. Remember Johnny today. Yeah, remember Malcolm. Remember John Connor. Amen. Amen.
Coming to this church about 29 years ago. There's been a lot of places that's no longer good. A lot of them I love. A lot of them I love. But the thing about it, I'll get to see them one day. Yeah. Friends, if you're here today and you're lost, you won't get to see them anymore. You won't get to see none of us that are saved. We love you. We know what we have. And we want you to have what we have.
Amen. Amen.
You might ask how to do it. Ask God to say, pray that Jesus Christ will come to your heart.
Amen.
Ask Him to forgive you. It takes repentance to be saved. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Friend, I don't care what you hear on TV. I don't care what you hear from somebody else. Without repentance, there can be no salvation. Ask God to forgive you. He wants to. He's with you. How about
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody come and pray.
What happened to us?
Nothing.
Nothing.
anybody else have anything on your heart today?
Well, no, I think everyone of us would say it's a good thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Give the sweet spirit of God, and we want us to come back. So thank you, dear God, that God comes out for us and children. Thank you, this is always like natural food. That spirit of food is just in you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm thankful. Well, it's wonderful to be saved in the age. I've said that many times. When you get saved, it's my age. You know, it's going to be all. I'm here to get children. I thank God for the choice that you're going to make. Even our lives, families, and friends. That's the one that we've done to the church. If we talk about the Lord, I realize that it's a higher man. Those girls said, that's fine. You got to end that with your well, we took our children to Sunday school. I didn't know what the Bible was going to have there. I don't know how people would have had a way to defend it from that. That preacher got up. I don't know what he preached on. Whatever it was, about 9 minutes into that sermon, whatever it was. I'm so thankful.
Bless you, Brother Lowe. I'm thinking about what Brother Lowe said, and there are true atheists in this world. They really do not believe in God in this world, but there won't be any atheists in eternity.
And I want the sinners to listen to this song.
I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes and often slip. I'm just coming home. Lord, give me the strength.
Gonna take him home. He's so weak. He sleeps all the time. But you know, the only thing that gets me through is knowing that God's there beside me, giving me strength and helping me through these days. He's my life. He's everything to me. I love him so much. I love my church. I love my preacher. I love everyone here. But most of all, I love the one that saved my soul.
Amen.
no one else has a lead from the Lord, I'm not going to ask for a benediction. I'm just going to say, consider yourselves dismissed. Let's just keep it going. Just keep it going. If you need to, you're here and you need to stay and seek the Lord, just stay and seek the Lord. That'd be fine. Member conference at 6 o'clock tonight. If all hearts are at liberty, just consider yourselves dismissed.